Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today, increasing clouds with a high near 63 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 44. And on Tuesday, a 30% chance of showers, mainly after 4 p.m., otherwise partly sunny with a high near 63. And in the news for today, a leaked draft opinion that shows the conservatives of the U.S. Supreme Court are poised to overturn Roe v. Wade, ending the constitutional right to an abortion, has led people to worry that the right to same-sex marriage may be next. That, according to a report this morning from the Wisconsin Examiner. In Wisconsin, the end of Roe means that a law still on the books from 1849 will take effect, making it illegal for someone to get an abortion unless the mother's health is at risk. The state similarly still has a provision in its constitution outlawing same-sex marriage, but it wouldn't be immediately triggered if the Obergefell ruling were overturned, according to Larry Dupuy, legal director at the Wisconsin chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union. In 2006, Wisconsin voters approved a referendum to amend the state constitution and ban same-sex marriages, quoting, "Only a marriage between one man and one woman shall be valid or recognized as a marriage in this state," the provision states. "A legal status identical or substantially similar to that of marriage or unmarried individuals shall not be valid or recognized in this state," end quote. In 2014, the ACLU filed a suit, Wolf versus Walker, to challenge the amendment, and a federal judge agreed, deciding that it violated the U.S. Constitution Equal Rights Protection Clause. The decision was upheld by the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals. A year later, Obergefell was decided, giving same-sex couples across the country the right to marry. If Obergefell were overturned and someone were trying to end marriage equality in the Seventh Circuit, that challenge could possibly come from a government official who refuses to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples, according to Dupuy. If a case were brought to challenge the Wolf decision, Dupuy says the ACLU would defend its initial work. But he also says more is required because after Roe is overturned, the courts may not be a trustworthy forum for protecting people's rights. Quoting, "It really does underscore the limits of the law of legal claims as the only way of protecting civil rights and civil liberties," he says. "You can't rely on that entirely. The courts are sometimes hostile. People who care about civil rights and liberties have to vote. People who care about civil rights and civil liberties have to seriously look at the candidates' positions on those issues and make that a major part of why they vote. Abortion becomes this litmus test for a whole range of voters. People have to realize if they want to protect their civil liberties, they have to be motivated to get out and make that happen. We can't always rely on the courts," Dupuy told the Examiner, and continued, quote, "We would defend the decision in Wolf versus Walker if someone were to try to attack it, but I also don't want to suggest that we should rely on it. LGBT rights, as much as they're under attack right now, if you look back 20 years, we've made huge progress. That's partly because of people showing we're all human, and we all have a right to exist and be able to thrive in this culture. Supposedly, e pluribus unum, one out of many, that seems to be lost, and we have to get it back," end quote. Again, information for this report came with permission from the Wisconsin Examiner. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.